Forte com a intensidade do som. Pessoas num sorriso, dançando a mesma canção.
Podcasters and music lovers, lend me your ears for one more podcast. PCP 288 to be precise. My name's Pete Kogel. Welcome aboard to another hour or so of other interesting, strange, and some amusing noises, perhaps even that will get you going for the weekend. Why? Well, I survived Podcrawl. I did. I survived it. Although there are certain recordings of me that. Suggest that perhaps I didn't survive it as well as perhaps my memory thought it was. Oh dear. We had a good time. We had a very good time over up in London last weekend, and we had a record showing, I think, of lots of different cast poodles from different places, which is rather nice. Made up with some people that hadn't been to the Podcrawl before. We had Stuart Morrison's daughter Sarah was there for the first time. she handles her drink slightly better than her father, that's all I can say. Oh dear. Yes, Stuart was forgetting things. I wasn't forgetting things, I was just making a complete incoherent mess of speech, which is slightly different, but the pair of us were out of it, along with quite a few others. So who else do we have? We had Justin Wayne from the Justin Wayne Show. Seemed remarkably in control of his faculties towards the end, even. Amazing. Something about must be where he comes from in some part of America, but he comes from America and lives in the UK, and he's been around a bit, but he certainly can handle his beer rather well, which is good. And who else did we have that was new? Oh yes, we had. We had Caroline and Dave, of course, from the podcast. They didn't turn up until a bit later, complaining about hangovers and all that sort of stuff the next day. Didn't turn up till bloody 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock? Oh, I must admit, we did start at 12. We didn't finish until 11 p.m, so that's 11 hours of solid naughtiness. Oh dear. Oh dear. In fact, the only person I think that made any sense at all during the course of the entire day was Mr. Vince Millett, who, of course, is is only drinking the alcohol free lager. Very wise, I would have said, on his part. So he made sense, and he recorded myself and Rowley and put something out in his latest podcast over at where you find it. VinceMillett.libsyn.com is where you'll find it. Or go to BrokenDrumRecords.com. And he did a very, very good job of editing, making an incoherent, slightly inebriated man sound, slightly less incoherent and slightly less inebriated. But a very, very good job it was, too. I think it was a very long interview, cut very short, which is probably the best thing to be. Anyway, I haven't even mentioned the first track yet. Wasn't it bloody marvellous? The artist was called Oz Pato, or the band was called Oz Pato. They're from some unpronounceable place in Brazil that I won't even attempt to pronounce. And the track was called Universo Paralelo, which I think is absolutely fantastic. An amazing bass line. Really, really good. And really enjoyed that. Got it from Jumendo. And there's a bunch of people that advertise on Jumendo and put the albums up. It's from a collective from Brazil called Speed Sound. And you can find them at myspace.com, Speed Sound. Oz Pato, you can find at... where can you find them? Oh, I've got the link wrong again. Oz Pato Music, that's the one. Oz Pato Music, myspace.com, Oz Pato Music, that is, of course. And very good, very good. Hope you enjoyed it. We shall have something else from Brazil before the end of the podcast, so sit back and relax. What I'm going to do now is play you a rather long track. So if you haven't got a cup of tea, I would suggest you put the pause for a second. You back? Right, good. Got your cup of tea? Ready. Nice long track. Really, really going to enjoy this. This is going to get you in the groove, whether you like it or not. I've been playing a few tracks from this pair of artists on the other podcasts, the Dub Zone and the Dubstep Zone. This is Fony and Flore. I think I actually played from the track from the last week, didn't I? I think I might have done, yes. They're from Peringue in France. And a track. It just took my interest straight away. Let's face it. How can you possibly not like a track that's called Terminator Bass?
Thank you.
Oh, I bet that had you going. Very nice indeed. That was what was it? That was absolutely nothing to do with Brazil. I thought the sound of the sort of the cowbell and that sort of stuff was very Brazilian. It wasn't. There was the Fournier and Flore rather from Perigueux in France, and a track called Terminator Bass, which did have some rather nice bass in it. I thought rather good. Dogmazic.net / Fournier and Flore is where you find them, of course, and of course Jumendo. Very good, very good. I like that. And it was a bit long. I dare say a few of you will probably hit the fast forward button, but that got me. I rather like that, so I thought I'd play the whole damn ting, as it were. Right, what should we have next? It's time for a little word from our sponsors. Yes, now don't forget this noise. But one thing, that's one thing you should never forget is this noise. But one thing you mustn't forget is you can get discounts from the show. You can get discounts at GoDaddy, where you can get yourself domains and all that sort of stuff. In fact, the new domain name, PeteGoogle.com, is hosted at GoDaddy, and very good service it is too. What discounts can you get? Well, you can get 10% off any purchase by using the checkout code Pete7, 20% off any GoDaddy order over £35 or more using Pete 8, and 30% off .com domain name using Pete 9. And there are three extra ones that are seasonal, and they're still in use, so you can still use them. If you spend £65 or more, you can get 25% off on anything at GoDaddy.com using the code Pete25. 25% off, you see. 20% off web hosting, which is the one I did use myself, actually. Pete20H for the hosting. And then if you have one of these standard SSL certificates, security certificates, try saying that when you've had a few NMs, that sort of thing. If you are doing a site that does really important stuff like selling stuff, then use the code PeteSSL. Oh yes, now this background noise, I've been playing this for a while, as you know, and it's obviously got into the conscience of a couple of people. none of which are particularly happy about it, I must admit. Mr. Cutler is one of them, and he mentioned it a couple of times, and he's now got another habit of sort of sending this noise to various different people under the guise of being another link somewhere else. Have a listen to this, and you click on it, and you get this. So we're calling it nom rolling. Have you been nom rolled recently? Oh, what wonderful stuff we do. What wonderful stuff we do. And what silly people we are. What silly people we are indeed. So let it finish.
And now for something completely different.
Colin?
Yes?
You know we've drunk this place out of Broadside again, don't you?
It's quite impressive 2 years running, isn't it?
It is. It's excellent.
Thank you. And you want your Sonic biscuits?
Sonic biscuits?
You've got to listen to your podcasts.
All right.
So, three tracks in a row there. I don't know if we often do that, but I did in that particular instance. We had three different artists, the first of which was Kal-El, an artist, not a band I've not really come across before. They're based in Scotland. You can find them at myspace.com/Kal-El Music. They're from Edinburgh, I think, in Scotland. Well, they're nice, that track. You can actually download that yourself if you want to from the PCP website. That's go over to PeteCogle.com and navigate your way to PCP 288, which is this particular show, as it were. Yes, and then after that, we had something recommended to me by Vince at the pod crawl. Vince Millett, of course. From Secret Archives. He's already played one track on his podcast by this artist, and I think between the pair of us, we'll probably have quite a few. That was Sushi Dread, great name for an artist. Dogmazic.net/Sushi Dread is where we'll find him, from Conqueril en France. And that particular track was called Loha Chara Mix. And would you believe there's actually a dubbier version of that called Loha Chara Dub, which of course we'll have to feature in the dub zone, I suspect. Very, very good. Good bass lines, like that sort of thing. And then after we had some reference to Sonic Biscuits, we had Mr. Lord Numb and his track Cupcake from his album Sonic Biscuits. Lord Numb, of course, came along to the podcrawl as well with Mr. Grumleur, who was giving us the intro there, who may even be tempted out of retirement, semi-retirement as it were, to do a little cheesy number or two on the podosphere. Who knows? You can find Lord Numb at myspace.com/LordyNumb. And you'll find Music and Mumblings, the old Grumblers podcast, at, moomoo.grumbling-dragon.com. Let's hope he does one soon. You never can tell. He might get bored of Christmas. You never can tell. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Right, excellent stuff. Hope you enjoyed all that. We've got another an artist now, or another band, completely different from the sort of thing we've had in the past. I'll just sort of play. It's got a long intro, so I'll sort of start it up now. Yes. Now, of course, if you've been listening to Suffolk and Cool, why would you do that? Now, if you have been listening to Suffolk and Cooley, you'll have heard that he's got a first play. Yes, Mr. Clevers has actually got a bit of a first play. This is a band who I had in my running order, but of course he got there before me. Does he show on a Wednesday? Get there before me. This is a band that sound very American. They actually come from Malmö in Sweden. They're actually called Pixie Carnation, and the track's called When Did the Lights Go Out? Here we are on a PCP second play.
Reggae has pricing.
Soldiers come, put your hands up. 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 They don't care about your son. They don't care about no one. They only want to fight and fire. Run if you can run, go hide.
Little reggae now. Sorry, I just can't resist. I do like me reggae, as you know. So yeah, that was rather good. That was the second track from Brazil this week. That was Dubalizer, and a track called Soldiers of Dub. Excuse me. Find him at myspace.com/Dubalizer from São Paulo. Also available on the Fresh Pulp record label, net label at fresh-pulp.net. Very good. And before that, we had the world second play of Pixie Carnation and When Did the Lights Go Out. You can find them at myspace.com/Pixie Carnation. From Malmo in Sweden, otherwise they do sound very, very American to me. I think the various people have had oh dear, I'm having one of those moments again, aren't I? What's happened? Oh, My headphones are playing up. All got quiet there. Right. Gather your strength. Start again, Kogel. Pixie Carnation. Where was I? I can't remember now. I can't bloody remember at all. Oh, God. I haven't even had any Adnams since the pod crawl. Yeah, right. So, Pixie Carnation, sound like... That's what I was trying to say. Sound like a number of different artists. Very sort of be mentioned like Springsteen now. But I thought they sounded a bit like a band Grumble and I first saw at the Great Escape. The first one we went to, which I think was in 2007, called the Toxic Airborne event. I thought they were very like that, and I rather like them. Anyway, you can find more about them and artists like them at themusebox.net, which is where I got that sort of stuff from. Right, while I'm witching, let's come back to a band I played last week. Hopefully make more sense than I have just been in the last few weeks, or a few hours, or a few minutes. Oh, God. Really have not got my act together today, have I? I really have just completely lost the plot. Never mind. Let's carry on. This is a band I played last week. They're called Vinyl Chord. I played a track called High and Mighty, which I believe is the B-side of their single. I was promised the A-side of their single when it was finally mastered, and it has arrived. They're from Worth in Sussex. One of the guys used to be my next-door neighbour. They're very young, and they're very talented. This is Vinyl Chord and Solo.
She's solo. She's lost her head in a pillow. Get yourself up, the whole way will take you. Get yourself up, the whole world will love you. Sunken and tired, she's solo. But she's gonna give us a solo. Never mind what other people say. Get yourself by one, some of your fame. Get yourself by one inside your brain. Never mind what other people say. She's solo. She's lost her head in a pillow. Get yourself up, the whole way will take you. Get yourself up, the whole world will love you. Sunken and tired, she's solo. But she's gonna give us a solo.
Very nice, very sweet, I think. A very nice sound indeed from Vinyl Chord. And as I said last week, sort of, something about the space is what I like about them. There's plenty of space in there. It's not cram-packed full of stuff and gives you time to breathe. And very nice vocals. I like the vocals. Are they double-tracked or triple-tracked? Certainly sounded like it, and that's always a good sign of somebody that really cares about what they do. So very nice. Check them out at myspace.com/vinylchordband, and also available at Last FM if you want to check them out from there as well. And I believe that that single is available from iTunes as well, if you want to go and buy it and support the band. I think they've put something like 10 or so tracks together now from an album or an album-ish that is available from Last FM. I think all the tracks apart from that last one you've heard are available from Last FM. So go check them out because it's really, really good. And I think I've got one more of their tracks I want to sort of play, and I'll fit it in a couple of weeks' time when you think you've not heard any more from them. I'll surprise you with one last track. Very, very nice. Right, let's move on. Back to the Hungarian net label's Sound Pill. Back to a bit of drum and bass. This is Pink Illusion and a track called Airline. Illusion and a track called Airline from their Airline EP, which is available over at Soundpill at soundpill.org. And Pink Illusion is an artist from Hungary. Not quite sure, exactly sure where from Hungary, but somewhere in Hungary. More about him at myspace.com/Pink Illusion. It is as simple as that. Right, it's last track time. I shall leave you and my incoherent ramblings until another time. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you've enjoyed the music, at least. My incoherent ramblings do me to shame, rather, but at least you haven't presented you with too much of the drunken incoherent recordings at Podcrawl, because... oh dear, I do sound very, very, very drunk. It didn't feel that way, I must admit, but I did certainly sound that way. Maybe I'm just getting too old for this game. I think old Clithers has managed to keep away from the mate completely this year, which is a bit of a surprise for him. Normally he's jumping in there like he owns the place. But no, joke. I think he was very wise and kept himself to himself and didn't make a complete fool of himself, unlike the rest of us. Anyway, moving on. Yes, one last track. I hope you will come back next week, where it could be much of the same, or it could be completely different. You never can tell with this show. It may be completely different. I might have I do have a bit of a surprise coming for those that are not in the know. I'm not sure it's going to be this week or some other time. So wait and see, shall we? This is a band called Vetiver. I have played them before. They're available over at Sub Pop. Also, their website is called Vetiverse, which is what I think is a rather nice title for a website. They're from San Fran in California, of course. You can find them, as I said, at Vetiverse. This is a track remixed by The Neighbours. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, really. But this is The Neighbours' mix, a track called More Than This. And more than that, I will not say. So I will leave you. This has been Pete Kogel. This has been PCP 288. And, see you soon, folks.
Can do to make up for my Association of Music Podcasting. Go to musicpodcasting.org for new independent music feeds every day.
So long.
Sayonara.
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 Catch you later.
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 Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, you can turn it off now.